the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Mayor Eric Adams is urging New Yorkers not to rush judgment as a 57-page federal indictment is unsealed against him.
This is not surprising to us at all. The actions that have unfolded over the last 10 months.
Yeah.
The leaks, the commentary, the demonizing.
The mayor is accused of bribery, receiving campaign contributions from foreign nationals, and wire fraud. Supporters and religious leaders gathered around the mayor as he spoke outside Gracie Mansion, only to be met with hecklers. Adams says he will remain in office while he fights his legal battles and looks forward to defending himself. Prosecutors say Adams engaged in a long-running conspiracy dating back nearly a decade when Adams was the Brooklyn Borough president, and then allegedly continued through his 2021 mayoral campaign and again as he prepares for his upcoming re-election bid. New Jersey authorities have fined almost two dozen moving companies thousands of dollars for operating without a license. Several businesses operated out of Somerset, Middlesex, and Burlington counties. Division of Consumer Affairs officials carried out a sting operation in June that resulted in $5,000 fines each to 21 moving companies. It used to be that if you saw someone eating at a table at a restaurant alone, you felt sorry for them, right? Well, dining solo has become very popular now that restaurants have adapted, offering full menus at the bar so people don't have to wait for tables, says Mark Metzger with the New Jersey Restaurant Association. Singles like eating at the bar because
there's people to talk to, not only the bartenders, but customers like oneself that are there alone too. You would only go to the bar to have a drink prior to dinner, and then you move to the dining room. Well, that's completely changed. Folks love to eat at the bar now.
According to the restaurant booking platform OpenTable, online reservations for parties of one at sit-down restaurants increased 8% for the 12 months ending in May 2024. This portion of the news made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State. Powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms. Districts are losing millions in state funding. We've brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on these challenges. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges. It is tonight at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen to New Jersey 101.5. How Helene will affect New Jersey. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. All eyes on Hurricane Helene, set to make landfall on Florida this evening. Catastrophic storm surge. Georgia and the Carolinas will get soaked through tomorrow. And then the storm is going to sit, spin, and dissipate over Kentucky and Tennessee. Here in New Jersey, we'll see a few outer bands of Helene's tropical moisture in the coming days. Combined with a stalled front, that'll lead to on and off rain chances and lots of clouds. So we'll keep a chance of a shower in the forecast tonight, staying mild as lows only dip into the upper 60s. Cloudy skies tomorrow, and expect a broken line of rain to lift from southern into central New Jersey. Highs in the lower to mid 70s. Saturday, showery to start, and then the afternoon trends drier, but still cloudy, highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy and relatively cool Sunday with a chance of showers, highs only upper 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Patterson 68, Hamilton 76, Cape May Courthouse 79. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Lester Glenn Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glenn Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seagirt? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this fall from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at lesterglenn.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.